Good morning, everybody. It's Emily here from the Willow Pod. And this morning I've got Helen from the Elm Foundation with us. Morning, Helen.
Good morning.
So we're just going to give everybody a really quick message this morning. What is it you want people to know about staying safe this Christmas?
Right, sometimes for families it's a very difficult time at Christmas, and there it can often become a point where there's a lot more arguments, domestic abuse becomes a lot more prevalent, people in the house together, there's probably a bit of alcohol mixed in with that. The difference between loneliness and isolation plus the pressure of having families, friends and meeting with people can cause that additional stress and can increase the prevalence of violence and abuse for lots of women and men. So help is out there. Even though it's Christmas and lots of places are closed at Christmas, the Dubshire Domestic Abuse Helpline is open till 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And then we reopen Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. New Year's Eve, again, we close at 7 p.m. But we're back open for business on Monday the 3rd of January. But between those times when we're closed, there is other help available, and I can give you details of those if you'd like.
Yes, please.
So there's the 24-hour domestic abuse helpline. That's as it says, so in 24 hours, people can ring that helpline. They can get advice and guidance about staying safe, trying to make their position a lot safer. They can find refuge and emergency accommodation by ringing them, or at least they can signpost you to the appropriate services available. If you're in danger, you ring 999.
Yeah.
No one wants to put people at risk. You don't want to be injured. You don't want your children to be injured. You don't want your children to witness domestic abuse going on in the household, and you need to keep safe. So if you feel in danger, ring 999. There's also the Core Derbyshire number that you can ring for advice and guidance out of hours as well, and I can give you the numbers of those at the end.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is just be mindful of the pressures that can ensue at Christmas. It is an abuser's jar for Christmas because things are closed down. They think they've got you captive. They've got your children there. You're trying to create a good atmosphere for Christmas. When you're in the house and you're feeling unsafe and you can feel that there's potential for physical abuse, try and stay away from places like the kitchen, where there's lots of hard surfaces and things that can be thrown. Try and stay away from the tops of staircases, things like that. Always have your mobile with you. Have your mobile charged. If you have got a friend or a neighbour that you can contact, make sure they're aware that you're feeling this fear over Christmas, and probably have a message that you can pass to them so that they can ring the police if you're not able to. Try and create some sort of password or code for them. And I think also with neighbours, try and have a discussion with them. If they hear anything that they're not happy with, get them to call the police. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's some really useful information there. Thank you. So Helen's going to give me all the telephone numbers and they will be in our podcast description. So all that will be very readily available should you need that help. But thank you so much for that message. Can you just tell us the helpline number for the domestic abuse helpline?
Yep, Derbyshire Domestic Abuse Helpline number is 08000 198 668.
Lovely.
And we've got a website with all those details on as well, the Derbyshire Domestic Abuse Helpline website, and a lot of other website details, domestic abuse website details that, again, I can give you for the description, are very useful for people to look at, and there's lots of helpful information on there.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. So we'll leave it there just to keep everyone safe over Christmas. Thank you again for your help. And hopefully we'll have you back in the new year for a bit longer interview with you.
That'd be lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.